Exclusive to Jacaranda FM. It's The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.
We are joined in studio by the one and only
Setshaba Rampele. Welcome to The Drive with Rob and Roz.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me.
Dude, I did not know that you were the same voice artist when I saw you on stage the first time. I did not have the two people in my mind
really?
Together. I went to Sonage, which is a venue in Joburg,
yes,
to watch a rock show a while ago. And Max and Love were playing. And I saw them on stage and I was just like, this is unbelievable. You guys are so good, man. And then I find out that you're like, voicing characters in Disney's first African production.
Yeah, Kizazimoto Generation Fire.
So that was one of the main reasons that we wanted to speak to you today. But I mean, we've got a lot to get through because there's your acting, your voice acting, your music career as part of Max and Love. So I think let's start at Kizazimoto.
Sure.
How did it happen that you got to be one of the voice actors in this absolutely groundbreaking animated series for Disney Plus?
Yeah, so it's one of those ones that just kind of brief went to a bunch of people, and my agent happened to be one of those people who got it, and it happened to arrive on a day where for some reason I was just consuming a lot of voice actor, voice process kind of content at the time. I was literally lying in bed watching somebody who dubs anime go through the whole process, a 1 minute, 1 hour video on YouTube, and then got the brief, got to audition for a casting director who I've been wanting to audition for a long time, who does all of this really cool stuff. And then the process just kind of It just snowballed and worked well. And I thought it was just going to be like a fun, one little moment. And it turned out to be a lot bigger project than I imagined.
Because the premiere was a couple of weeks ago. Yeah, and we actually have quite a proud moment here as our sister station, East Coast Radio, Carol Ofori, who does a show in the workday there.
Yes.
She's also one of the voices. Yes. And we were like, wow, what a beautiful synergy. So tell us about the premiere and what people's reaction has been to Kizazimoto.
The world premiere was one of the biggest things, biggest events I've ever been to in my life.
Where was it?
They had it in Ilovo. I don't even know what that space is when it's not a world premiere for a Disney Plus show. I don't know. But it was this a really nice venue there. They had like a whole, I think they called it a black carpet. It is not a red carpet.
Yes.
I was corrected.
I didn't know there was a difference.
I didn't either, but there
What's
is.
What's a black carpet?
I suppose, I don't know. There's more black people on it. Maybe the carpet was black. I can't remember. I honestly can't remember what color it was. But that might have been the vibe there. I don't know. but yeah, there was like a 200 meter red carpet, black carpet, where there was just a bunch of publications from around the world and from local as well. From Soweto to Variety and a couple different things, and then get inside and there's all the different installations, bunch of different places to take pictures. They're giving out umqombothi and all sorts of things. It was a whole thing. They introduced all the directors and the executive producers and the voice actors. The executive producer actually for this project, one of the executive producers for this, was the director of the first Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse movie,
yes,
or something like that.
Wow.
Yeah, so he was like one of the main, like, okay, we're going to help you guys do this whole thing. And then the rest of it was pretty much put in the hands of African creators, directors, writers, etc.
Unbelievable. For someone who doesn't know what Kizazimoto is all about, like, run us through what the series covers.
Sure. So Kizazimoto Generation Fire is an anthology series of about 10 episodes, where they pretty much, the Disney Plus came down and collaborated with Triggerfish Animation Studios based in Cape Town. And they decided to put out a brief to a bunch of different directors and writers across the continent to just submit ideas for like 10-minute episodes on this anthology series. So every episode is a completely different animation style. So different animators for every episode, different writers, different directors, different voice talent.
It's unreal.
The fact that now African stories are being told on a global stage makes me so excited that it's stuff that's being done at this level. I mean, we interviewed the guys from Triggerfish ahead of their Oscar nomination. And I mean, it was just a bit like, I can't believe that this kind of thing is being done on the African continent. It's so special.
And it's being received really well as well, which is the best part. I think that's the most important part, that locally and internationally people are reacting to this in a very good way.
That's so cool, man. So Chabo's here. He's hanging out until 6 o'clock tonight. Kizazi Moto Generation Fire is out. You can go watch it on Disney Plus at the moment. We'll keep chatting to him. One half of a band called Max and Love as well, in terms of all of the other things you do. And that's one of the first places I met you.
Right.
Let's turn on your microphone.
That's
here.
Right. Here
be
we
a
go.
Good presenter. If you want to hear a little taste of what it's like, here you go. Have a listen to this.
All aboard! All aboard! We are Max and Love, and we're here to take you on a journey on the blues train.
I mean, that's, dude, it's such good blues.
Thank you.
Like, what got you guys in there? How did you meet? How long have you been playing together? Because it's just the two of them up on stage, right?
Yes. Yes. And you're both actors as well.
That's right.
So tell us, right. So how did the meeting happen?
So we've known each other now for just over 10 years.
Oh, wow.
We met in university, and at that time, Max didn't play any guitar. He picked that up like...
Really?
Yeah, he picked that up like 5 or 6 years ago.
This man is good.
And then lockdown had him take it seriously. So he just like nailed it. And he's got an incredible work ethic. So he made it happen. And now he's exceptionally good.
Why couldn't I come out of lockdown as a great blues guitarist?
Or something. I mean,
we'd
wow.
We'd pick some up. I was one of those two. I didn't pick much up.
I came out of mental health issues.
There we great. Go. We're working through it.
At least you got something out of it, Rob. So the style of music that you guys kind of create together, it's very unusual. And it's very like, you don't hear a lot of blues in South Africa.
No, you don't.
Yeah, which I think has also worked to our benefit.
Fair.
But yeah, Max is the guy who's mostly been a blues person. I'm mostly like on the experimental and soul and jazz kind of spaces. And then we started Max and Love as an experiment without even having a name, really. We kind of just like did a open mic competition thing, and then things started snowballing from there. And then it just eventually became this. And it was just supposed to be just like a, let's do something fun together one or two times. And then it's turned into this. And we're really enjoying it. We're stepping into studio again soon. We've got one song recorded, mixed and mastered, but we're just trying to sort out all the administrative stuff around it as well. And then hopefully by end of this year, we should have a full project together and have that out. Or
I
at least
cannot
moving
wait.
Out.
Listen, if you ever see Max and Love on a lineup somewhere, do yourself a favor and go and see them.
Yeah.
It's utterly unreal. It's so, so good. I wanted to come back to Kizazi Moto. Mm-hmm. This is the show that's on Disney Plus at the moment. It's animated. The animation style is beautiful, by the way. It's just
incredible.
Unreal. And it's Disney's first African-made, African-starring story. So you got to be in it. Florence Kasumba is in there, who was, of course, Ayo in Black Panther.
That's right.
Nasty C is one of the voices as well. Our very own Carol Lafori from East Coast Radio is one. Do you get a script and then you sit in a studio somewhere and record all your lines? Or do, like, the scenes you are with people, do you guys get in studio together and bounce off each other and banter
that
a bit?
That would have been a dream, but it didn't work out like that. We had a couple of sessions. The director, Lesego Foster, he was the director for our episode. He tried to get that to happen on our pickup session, but it didn't work out, which would have been really fun. My co-actor for that is Pearl Tusi as well. It's lined up with incredible names.
Ah,
on
the
this.
Lovely
it's,
Pearl.
She's great. We actually only got to really meet at the world premiere, and then we had our moments, and then we sat down and watched the film together. It was really nice.
That's so
really
cool. Going into this, so tell us about the character you voice.
Right. So I play a character called Sundiata, and in the story, he's essentially like this really quirky, creative dude who's trying to, in this world, become a god, which in this world is kind of amalgamated with the world of social media, but it's kind of physicalized in a weird way. And without giving away too much, he essentially just, he's the underdog of the whole story and kind of uses that as his way to get closer to Pearl Tusi's character, and they kind of click, and that just kind of changes up the story a little bit. So it's a fun one. It's a really, really, really enjoyable one.
What kind of impact does working on a Disney production have for an actor in South Africa and a young actor like you?
I think it's too early to say for sure, especially because I think animation as a whole is something that's very fresh here.
Yeah.
The voice acting space has predominantly just been for advertising really here. Mm. So with this happening here, I think it's going to speed up a lot of projects that have been in development for a while for animation here, produced by people from here or just international stuff. But at the very least, we now have the content to say we can do that on a large, high quality scale.
Yeah.
So here, don't be afraid to bring it over here, and we can create more and more of this stuff. I mean, they were busy dubbing SpongeBob in Zulu.
Yeah.
We can do so much more. We can do more. We can create our own original stuff now. So we've proven it. We don't need to send Super Strikers to be voiced by Americans anymore. We can do it here.
Yes.
Yes.
Amen to that. When you get a character, right, from Disney, like, is there a clear guide? This is what you are going to sound like? Or are you sitting there with a script in front of your bathroom mirror at home, making the weirdest voices you can until something fits?
So that was the best part about this project. Yeah. I remember when I got to the callback stage, we had like a whole Zoom callback thing. They had some producers, executive producers, the director, the writer, etc. One of my main concerns was they were going to have us do like the whole black scent Wakanda kind of voice thing.
Yes.
So I had to like kind of get that out of the way early and be like, guys, is that what we're doing? Because I don't know how authentic that is. And they were very open to say, dude, go in the way that makes most sense for you. Start from you, your personal voice, and then create the character from there and build from that. So it was more around just shaping the voice on a honest character-based kind of thing of what the character's physicality looks like, what his position is in this particular story, and kind of find him from there. It wasn't necessarily about saying you must sound like the stereotypical African that the world seems to know.
Yeah.
There was space for every kind of African voice that you can find.
Yeah. And that's like the super fun part as an actor. Mm. But now you're a little bit restrained because you can't physicalize this character. Everything comes from the voice.
Luckily, I've had a little bit of experience in that kind of space, so I wasn't daunted by that at all. I'm a singer as well, so the general idea of singing and just vocalization and finding that in whatever position it is, I would like to think I'm relatively good at that.
Yeah,
yeah.
You are allowed to, because you are. It's a
exactly.
True story.
We can even ask Disney.
What else do you do? What else is coming up?
Man, there's a bunch of stuff that's coming up. One of the things that I'm most excited about, or rather, I got two things. One thing, most recent, coming up this weekend, my band, Max and Love, we are playing at a beautiful festival called A Werewolf over in the East Rand at the Formula K racetrack. It's going to be a really cool venue, really cool show. There's a bunch of people playing the lineup. I heard somebody else in this room is playing.
Two other people. I'm the only one not on that lineup at our Werewolf this weekend.
It's okay. You've got guest pass now.
There you go. I tell you.
I might be playing on that lineup as well.
And Joe Man.
Mm-hmm. See, this sounds like a good show to me. So if anyone wants to come through, they really should. Saturday, we on.
Yeah, it's going to be great. A Werewolf. And then you got a documentary that you were mentioning.
Yes. So there's a docu-film that I'm a part of where I play Chris Honey. So it was a collaborative project between some folks from the UK and South Africa talking about a group that was really a big assistant group to the ANC during apartheid in the 1970s and 60s. So we had our first preview kind of the film this past weekend. And it was one of the most intense rooms I've ever been in.
I can't even imagine.
I was getting questions from former presidents Kgalema Motlanthe and Thabo Mbeki. It was an incredible room. So the plan is for the film to be coming out on the 1st of March next year. And then in the time being, over the next couple of months, there's going to be a lot of screenings at festivals, as well as trying to get it around to different communities and all of that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I mean, Chris Hani is a pivotal figure in our history.
And you know what? I can see it. I see it. Like, visually, I can see why they cast you. I mean, I know you're a phenomenal actor.
I didn't see it until I had to audition for it.
Right?
Once I auditioned for it, I was like, oh, okay.
We see it.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
It was incredible. One of the comments that someone who was at the preview said to the director was like, no, where'd you get that footage of Chris Honey from? She's like, no, it's an actor. You know, the lady was like, no, I know Chris Honey's voice. That was Chris Honey. There's no other way. At the very least, I know I did that one well.
You did.
Yeah, it's a beautiful team. The director is a guy by the name of Gordon Main. He's from Wales. So he came down for the weekend to do the whole thing, but he's over back that side, and then it's going to come back this side next year, March.
Man, it's incredible. And I'm so grateful we got some of your time this afternoon that you got to come and hang out.
It's a pleasure. I'm so glad I got to come up here.
So Chaba, where can people follow you on social media to keep up with Max and Love and your career and everything that's going on with you?
If you want to follow me, you can look for Love Sechaba, LoveSechaba. Or if you're looking for my band, you can look for Max and Love. That's Max with two X's and Love.
And there it is.
Amazing. Thank well you so much for coming to the Drive with Robin Ross.
Exclusive to Jacaranda FM. It's the Drive with Robin Ross. Jacaranda FM.